Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Welcome back to Mind Food. We know that sleep is a very important part of our day, but not getting enough sleep, that can be really detrimental to our overall health and well-being. Here to talk to us again today is naturopath Polly Ray, she joins us on the line. Hi, Polly.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit, I mean, we obviously know that for most of us, not getting enough sleep can be quite difficult and painful to get through during the day. But for some of us, not getting sleep, say with insomnia, is a real issue.
It is, yeah, you're right. A lot of people do at certain times struggle with good sleep patterns, but that's generally for a certain reason, whether they've changed houses, for example, and they're in a new environment, or they've got some stress with work and they're just not settling well at night. But insomnia is an actual condition that's a bit more serious and lasts longer than just those general short-term issues with sleep patterns. So insomnia, it actually, for it to be diagnosed, requires a month of sleep disruption. And the sleep disruption can be delayed sleep onset, so troubles falling asleep, or issues with sleep maintenance. So once you are asleep, not being able to maintain that and waking regularly throughout the night. And when you consider those two things, you're obviously waking feeling unrefreshed. So you're going throughout the day feeling very foggy. You might wake up with a headache. It's really having an effect on your life and on your health as well. So there's a couple of reasons that people can experience insomnia, and some of them need to be further investigated and taken a bit more seriously, because they are very serious conditions and they can have health implications later on. So those are things like sleep apnea, which is very serious. It's a respiratory condition, and it actually involves interruptions of breathing during sleep. Another one is hyperglycemia, so low blood sugar. And when you experience a drop in blood sugar during the night, your body's natural response is to pump things into the bloodstream that actually regulate glucose levels. And those are things like adrenaline and glucagon and cortisol, which are all very stimulating hormones. So you can understand why you actually might wake up, as a result of low blood sugar. Thyroid as well. Thyroid issues can have an effect on sleep patterns too. So all of those things need to be investigated. But you spoke as well about the importance of sleep, and it's very regenerative to the body. When we sleep, our body actually produces growth hormone, which is the body's anti-aging hormone. And that stimulates tissue regeneration, liver regeneration, muscle building. It helps with the breakdown of fat into muscle. So it's really important. It's basically, I like to call it the best therapy for the body is sleep. So if you're not getting enough, your body's really, it is detrimental, and your body's not experiencing that tissue regeneration.
So drinking lots of coffee, I'm taking it, is not probably the best thing you can do if you haven't had a good night's sleep.
It's not, no, which is what people, they turn to though, don't we? Because you think you need the stimulation during the day, but it doesn't work that way. You actually, it actually counteracts your sleeping patterns at night. What we do need during the day is very good serotonin production. And the reason for that is it works with our circadian rhythm. So circadian rhythm and neurotransmitters are the things that are important for sleep patterns. And circadian rhythm is regulated by night and by day, or by dark and by light more specifically. And it's influenced by serotonin and melatonin. So during the day, our eyes are open, we take in light, and that light helps to synthesize serotonin in our body. And it, along with cortisol, which is also high during the day, gives us that feeling of being alert and awake. And at night time, as it gets dark, that serotonin breaks down, and it breaks down to melatonin, which is what helps us to go into a nice, deep, sort of sleepy feeling. So during the day, we need to get lots of serotonin so that we've got lots of melatonin at night to help us to fall asleep. So the way to do that is to expose ourselves to daylight during the day, but also to have foods that are high in an amino acid called tryptophan, which is the precursor to serotonin. So having tryptophan during the day helps to make serotonin during the day, which helps to break down into melatonin at night.
Wow,
so it's a bit of a sort of, cascade of, things that happen there.
So what foods should we be consuming
So foods like turkey, and it's funny, we always think after Christmas lunch you always feel sleepy, and turkey is very high in tryptophan. So it's creating that serotonin, which then breaks down into melatonin. It does really help us to sleep. Turkey is a great one to have, including things like brown rice and leafy greens, so that you get vitamin B6 and niacin, which is needed to break down, sorry, needed to make the serotonin. So combining those foods together is a really nice meal to have to reduce sleep.
It sounds tasty as well.
Great. Yeah, it's great. Oh, it's great. It's nice and light too, so you don't feel like you're digesting something.
So we don't get that sleepy feeling on Christmas because we've overeaten. It's because we're eating the right things.
It could be a combination there.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Polly. And for more information about sleep apnea or insomnia, health articles and recipes as well to take care of those issues, go on to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.